have a major, major announcement right now. So the whole month is White History Month from now on. Happy White History Month.
It's White History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Uniting the races. They had to turn the camera. Hold on, folks. We're turning the cameras on. They're not on yet, so we'll be right with you. Come, Hake. What? Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thank you all for being with me. I do appreciate it. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And if you're out and about, you can listen to the show if you're busy. A lot of folks are busy. Some people have jobs, and or some people get up and go work out early. Some people go out late to work out or making breakfast late. Or dinner, no matter where you are, you can be listening to the show live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live. By way of your iPhone or iPad, anywhere in the world, no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. All right. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And, or you can go to Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. It is also amazing that it's Monday again. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Remember that song? An amazing song. Oh, I got to hold on for the intro here for a while. So I'm blabbing along to try to wait till things get done. The Carpenter. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. May the carpenters rest in peace, wherever they are. What the? Let me go see what's going on, for I can't sit here and just wait. All right, I'll be back. Okay, I think we got it now. Anyway, the carpenters. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Remember those days when the music was amazing music, and now it's hard to find amazing music? But anyway, everything's changing. For those who might not be aware, it might be new, and there are a lot of new people listening to the show, and I appreciate it. Monday, we take all calls, but Mondays, every Monday, and we take the ladies' call first, but we take all calls, but every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
All right, amazing. If you were not there yesterday, I write a note to hate. If you were not there yesterday at the fellowship, all I gotta say, you missed it. But I understand. But you missed it. Or you were not watching live. And I do know a lot of people watching live around the world. I hear from you. But fret not. Fret not. You can podcast it. The fellowship from yesterday. You can podcast the fellowship by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. I want to tell you, as for me, and because I'm always working on me, and I don't care what anybody else does or don't do with themselves, they can, whatever, right? I'm not responsible for anyone else, and they're not responsible for me, and you're not responsible for them, and nobody's responsible for nobody. No one. But for me, I'm at a point where I absolutely take great joy and love and appreciation in working on me. It's so amazing. It's like the more I realize, the more I discover, the more I want. It's like the more you get, the more I want. Can't get enough of your love, babe. It's amazing. It's a life itself, and most people don't know what that is, right? Because in all honesty, you have nothing to do with life. Isn't that amazing? And we mentioned, well, I mentioned this yesterday in the opening, and it just opened up to, it went, it was amazing. But you, me, not one human being on this side of heaven has anything to do with life, really. And the life that you're trying to make happens ain't life. That's why you have no peace. That's why you're suffering, because the life that you're trying to make happen is nothing but hell. All you're doing is digging a hell, digging a hole deeper into hell for yourself. But life itself, when you just really grasp and let it happen on its own. And when I say happens on its own, you can't imagine what on its own means. All imagination and ideas are wrong. So whatever you think about it is wrong. So you can't imagine, well, he must mean this. No, don't. But if you start waking up, a little bit of wake up for those who really, really want to wake up will put you on the path and you will not want to go back. You can't go back. You're not going to want to go back. And it's amazing what's going to happen. And you just can't get enough of it, of the light, of the peace. It is mind-blowing. So if you missed yesterday's fellowship, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right? And you can podcast it. Brand new biblical question for this week. A brand new biblical question for this week. And then after that, I have a question for my experts. And then I'm going to get to all your calls and super chat. But I got to ask, I don't know what my experts think about this situation at the Olympics over the weekend, I guess, whenever it happened. But the brand new, so they're coming in. My experts are coming in. Brand new biblical question for this week. And it's a doozy. Are you ready? They're not coming. No, I know the biblical. I'm trying to wait till I start saying it so they can walk across the camera without being a problem. Okay. Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are? Brand new biblical question. Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are? That is an amazing question. I was torn between two questions. So I asked all the staff on Sunday morning what they thought. So we went with that one because we went with most voters. The majority won, and we decided on that. Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are? Amazing question. So 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. My experts are here. I start with Hate first, and Nick trying to get that rolling over there in the audio engineer stuff. Hake is of the Hake Report, the host of the HakeReport.com. And an expert here on the JesseLeePeterson.com. The Hake Report is Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. All right? And then right next to Hake is Joel Friday, the host of Joel Friday TV, right here, Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and an expert here on the JesseLeePeterson.com. And over there is the American Anchor Baby, Monday through Thursday at 12 p.m. sometime. Monday to Thursday at 12 p.m. and Fridays at 4 p.m. An expert here on the JesseLeePeterson.com.
Morning.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So, I have not discussed this with any of my experts because I really, this is so interesting to me. I really wanted to hear what they thought about it first. This is, some of you know they're having, what are they having?
Olympics. 2024.
They're having an Olympic thing happen.
Yeah, in Paris.
Over there in Paris. And and so apparently it started out with some mess, according to the reports. How do you take a fun game and create mess out of it? Think about that. All you're doing is going over there to run track, play basketball, throw that thing, shot put, and swim, box, and then go home. And out of that mess we made, created. Amazing. So this is from the New York Times. A performance during the Paris Olympics opening ceremony on Friday has drawn criticism from church leaders and conservative politicians for a perceived lightness in Leonardo da Vinci's. Don't be, tell that boy, don't be talking about ears right now.
Oh, okay. Don't be talking in his ears right now.
Only if I stumble. Leonardo da Vinci's mural of the Last Supper, and with some calling it a mockery of Christianity. The event planner and organizer have denied that the sequence was intended to mark or offend, and have remained largely vague about the reference and association with the image. So what you're going to see here is that they did a mark image of the Last Supper, but the disciples were not there. we showed the picture already? Okay. The disciples were not there. At this Last Supper, it was the drag queens. And not the men, but the men who ought to be ladies at the Last Supper, right? And so I want to know what my experts think about this. The opening of the Olympic compared to Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper. I think we just showed one photo of that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to find you a zoomed-in photo in a sec here, but there it is right there.
I think I have three photos of it.
Well, there's that one, and then there's a couple of other unrelated photos, but from the Olympics as well.
Is this the A1?
Yep.
And so this is with drag queens.
On the top.
The top. Oh, they won't be able to tell. So on the top.
Maybe not if it's their small phone.
It's a drag queen.
Are you able to zoom in on that? Oh, no, you can't.
Don't worry about it. I'll do that in a sec.
Nice.
It's a drag queen having the Last Supper. And on the bottom, it's the men having the Last Supper along with Christ. And so I guess the fat person in the middle of Christ.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Terrible.
On the top. And then the next other parts of the event were thought to be blasphemous. Here's the golden calf. Here's a picture of the golden calf. What's the golden calf story about?
I just know that the Israelites in the desert, Moses was taking a long time, and so they worshipped it. They made they put their gold together and made a calf out of it, and they worshipped it instead.
Moses delivered them from Egypt, right?
Yep.
And then he left them out there in the desert. And they were like, what the? Where's Moses? Moses gone too long.
Did he even take that long?
Evidently. And then they decide, when Moses was gone so long, some other guys rose up and said, "Where's Moses now? Y'all let Moses brought y'all out of Egypt. Well, y'all at least have some food and a roof over your head. But no, where's Moses now? I know. Build a calf. Build your own God." Right?
I think his brother Aaron was involved in that.
A part of that? Mm-hmm. He would tell them to build a calf?
Yeah.
Moses' own brother?
Uh-huh, I think so.
Whoa!
Pardon me if I'm slandering his name, but I think it was him.
That's amazing. And then here's another of the four horsemen.
They just went.
Huh?
They just went Revelations with it, huh?
All the way.
What's the fourth
Where's
horseman?
Where's the fourth horseman?
I feel like that's...
I think it's supposed to be inside right
the pale
there.
Pale horse?
What'd you say? Pale horse of death?
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Is that right? You're the Bible thumper. What's the fourth horseman?
I missed that one. What? Maybe
I know it sounds bad. I just know sure. It sounds bad.
That sounds cool.
The fourth horseman?
The pale horse.
Let me see it.
Oh.
Oh, that's it over there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. They had that at the Olympics too?
Yeah.
And Derek, you said the four horsemen represents the end time? Represent death, according to Derek, my producer. Okay.
So here's that fat lady.
Were there
I guess.
Four horses, or was it just that one?
I just saw that one, personally.
Well, they just had the one at the Olympics. I don't know how many there was in the Bible. I think there were more than one in the Bible.
Right.
Right, Joe?
I don't know. I missed that. I missed that one.
You didn't read the Revelation?
I missed that verse. But they say New York Times is saying that these people didn't like intentionally do it and that they're sorry and they didn't mean it to be like that.
They were just playing.
Yeah,
they're not even sorry. They're sorry if somebody's offended.
So let me just say CNN is reporting that organizers of the Paris Olympics have apologized for what some critics describe as a parody of the Last Supper during the lavish opening ceremony on Friday. And here are some of the responses from the event. Elon Musk. Musk! This is from X.
We have a picture of Elon Musk's tweets.
Okay, let's read it. Elon Musk, about this. Hold up. It reads, this one reads, that Christianity is toothless. He's saying,
Elon
so he
Musk
retweets a picture of this supper thing.
Right.
And he says, Christianity has become toothless, he says.
Amazing. And there's a second picture and response from Elon as well.
He says, unless there is more bravery to stand up for what is fair and right, Christianity will perish.
Repeat that.
Unless there is more bravery to stand up for what is fair and right, Christianity will perish.
Amazing. And then House Speaker Mike Johnson tweeted out on X.
Oh, Lord. Mike Johnson?
It's the Speaker.
Is he a Democrat?
No, he's a nicey-nice Christian.
Oh, well, no wonder he responded.
Yeah. Last night's mockery of the Last Supper was shocking and insulting to Christian people around the world who watched the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games. The war on our faith and traditional values knows no bounds today, but we know that truth and virtue will always prevail. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John 1:5.
Amazing. And last but not least, Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, Republican, she responded to, here's what she had to say from X.
She said, the opening ceremony for the Olympics features a trans mockery of the Last Supper and a cult-like imagery. I won't be watching, such a shame, she says.
Oh, she's not going to watch the Olympics?
That's what she said.
As a result of that?
Correct.
Good for her. That's my queen. White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Marjorie Greene Taylor. Amazing. So, it's first time, Joel, you say?
For one, that last guy, Johnson, didn't say nothing.
Like, he quote word.
Quotes, and that's it. And no real actual criticism of what he disagreed with. which a lot of Christians tend to do. But anyway, I think that regardless if they're sorry or not, or it wasn't intentional, it looks like a circus up there on the stage. The big old huge lady in the middle, you overweight, she shouldn't even be shown on TV like that. It don't look good, not healthy, nothing.
That wasn't a real woman.
No.
Was it?
Yeah, the real woman and the big one.
The fat one was a real woman?
That was a real
one. How you know?
Yeah. Cause
Barbara Butch is her name.
Yeah.
Oh. That sounds like a drag name.
She's a Jewish love activist. She says she's a queer, a feminist, and fat-accepting person.
Really?
Yeah, so she's just gay.
I thought it was a fat drag queen.
Barbara Butch. Okay. It could be like a no, lesbian.
Yeah.
Because that's queer. That's a playoff of Barbara Bush.
French DJ.
So did she say she was a real lady or a drag lady?
No, this is a real lady.
According
to this, the JC where I read all this.
All right.
She identifies as gay.
Go ahead.
As queer, gay. Yeah, so it just like a... It's, like, even if they didn't mean it to be a mockery, let's just say it, right? Let's just say that they didn't mean it to be a mockery. It's still a circus.
Looks
like a circus. It still doesn't look proper to be on TV. It looks all over the place.
Did she eat Jesus?
That's a woman.
That's a woman.
The lady in the middle, did she eat Jesus?
That's not nice.
And why Jesus not there? She ate him.
I disavow your fat phobia. She has a little heart hands.
That's the last little piece of Jesus.
DJ Barbara Butch.
Okay.
Jewish.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I just think that this is just a result of a continuous backslide of media, entertainment, and it just keeps getting worse and worse, and these things are supposed to be accepted. So let's just say, let's give them the benefit of the doubt, the people who put on this event, that they were just trying to mean well. It's still insane, even if they weren't trying to mock the Last Supper. This is just shouldn't be on TV. Do your thing in your own place, but on the public square like this, where the world is watching, this should have never been accepted.
You up late last night?
No, you hear my voice going?
No, your eyes are red, watery.
No, I don't know. What's wrong?
You been drinking?
Right. Maybe I've been smoking.
No, I don't see that. I just like calling people.
Joel right. Friday is all natural. He doesn't drink or smoke.
No, he doesn't.
Well, I'm looking like a liar, I guess.
It's just Monday.
His eyes look like a black person's eyes, and he normally doesn't look like that. But anyway,
with my eyes head
brown. You know, black people's eyes are brown and.
So does it look like reddish?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Like you're still sleepy and watery and...
Well, maybe, I don't know if the people on YouTube noticed it, but I guess they notice it now.
Calm down.
I bet you your soup yesterday in the meeting, and now people want to know your recipe.
Maybe I have to sell it, bond soup.
That's right.
I just think it's a mess.
It's a mess.
Yeah. They just, it's backsliding, overdoing it, and now we have accepted it, and this is offensive to people who don't believe, people who are not on board with it, and it's just not a proper way to go about it.
When you saw it, how did you feel about it?
I mean, it just looks like, it's not shocking because this is like not a brand new thing. We've seen all this kind of stuff happen in general.
Yeah.
It was more shocking to me to see them going to the children's schools and celebrating and stuff like that.
Let me take a quick break. Hold that thought. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back, finish this, and then your phone calls at Super Chats. Back in a moment.
Before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that happened thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing. Jesse. Check us out on social media. Follow, like, ring the bell, subscribe, and all those good things. JLP Talk on X. JLP Talk on X. And Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. All right? Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Follow over here. Like over there. Subscribe over here. All right? And we're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and cozy.tv/JLP Talk. Amazing. I do appreciate it. So I'm talking about the Olympics over there in Paris. Apparently it started this weekend, I guess. And the drag queen opened it, according to this story, they opened it up with a Last Supper of the drag queens. And the Christians are like, what the? And we read some of the comments and Elon Musk and others had to say about it. And Joya, I was, my experts are here commenting on it as well. Joya, I asked, how did you feel about it when you first saw the picture? After you heard what was going on, your first thought was what?
That typical, not surprised, because especially on like a big stage, like Olympics, they would do something like this.
Yeah.
Because the world has accepted it. And the reason why it's so off-putting to me is that on a stage like this, you should do something that's publicly decent to all people. Just a nice little positive performance that is appropriate for all. Not like leaning so much to one side or the other. And this is just going way left, not caring about the people who don't want to see that.
The children and everybody. Yeah,
there's no care. So that was my thought.
Amazing. And for the record, you said he went to the beach on Saturday?
Yeah.
Right?
I went to the beach on Saturday. I'll explain on my show too, but I got a sunburn everywhere.
No.
Eyes too.
I swear.
He's 30% white.
Evidently.
That's how he got a sunburn.
It's not drugs.
No drugs. And Hake, what do you say about this, the drag queen and Last Supper thing?
It is typical of them to go all artsy and effeminate. You know, their god is like the woman now. And so they're rejecting Christianity and decency and normal traditional stuff that's nice, like what Joel was saying.
Is he speaking into the mic, Nick? Jesse, you seem to be away from the mic.
You could bring it closer. It sounds nice to me in my ears.
Well, okay.
That's why I can do this. I didn't switch it. That is that is a fuller voice, but it was nice and loud. Keep going.
Okay.
You couldn't bring it closer over to you?
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah, because the table.
Oh, that's what's happening. Okay, go ahead.
That's nice and full.
I don't know if they were really mocking Christianity or not. I mean, it's a mockery of the traditional decent people.
They're definitely mocking the Last Supper.
I don't know if that was because they say, "Oh, it was the Greek god Dionysus or something like that." It was the Feast of the Gods by John Rottenhammer and Jan. Some people say.
What does all that mean?
There's another artist thing called the Feast of the Gods, art piece, rather than just the Last Supper. It could have been the Feast of the Gods, they say.
And the Feast of the God had a dinner like that? Encephalitis?
Supposedly.
Oh, they had the same kind of setup and everything?
Yeah. This Paris spokesman, Anne Decamp said, there was clearly never an intention to show disrespect to any religious group, which is a lie, of course.
Yeah, but because why would they have a last supper at an event like this?
It's disrespectful in general because it's not decent.
Yeah.
Right.
On the contrary, I think we tried to celebrate community tolerance. We believe this ambition was achieved. If people have taken any offense, we're, of course, really sorry. So said this woman. But it's just like what Joelle said. It's not inclusive because it's excluding everybody who doesn't want to see that mess. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
And what does that have to do with the Olympics? Oh, they said something like... interpretation of the Greek god Dionysus makes us aware of the absurdity of violence between human beings, said somebody, the official Olympics account. Talking about the god of wine, the god of blah, 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 goddess of this, goddess of that. It's like the French or whoever did this are returning to like pagan roots and rejecting Christianity.
And so this event, the Olympics itself, is it like worldwide? Everybody paying attention.
It is.
I mean, I don't know if everybody paying attention, but at least it's worldwide, right?
As a kid, I loved the Olympics. It was like one of the only times we got to watch TV during the week.
Right.
And you got to see athletes do great stuff, Summer Olympics specifically, every 4 years. And that was like the biggest sports event that I knew of until they came out with the World Cup or whatever.
And so this woman...
And now I don't even care about it.
So I don't believe this woman really mean what she said, but I'm sorry. Because of all the events to do this stupid stuff at, why there and now, knowing the type of attention it's going to get?
Yeah.
At the Olympic. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So...
But this is par for the course. This is what they've been doing. This artsy, ugly, off-putting, overly colorful, effeminate display. This is what they've been doing at every event. Like what Joelle said, you see this everywhere. Anytime they have a big event, they're going towards that.
Yeah.
Rather than just normal stuff.
Derek said he found a picture of the Greek god Dionysus. Send it to Nick and we'll pull it up there and take a look at it. When you first saw it, your first seeing it, what did you think or feel about it?
That I'm not interested in looking at this. I first heard about I heard about reaction on Twitter, and somebody made the point that the Christians are offended not on behalf of God, but because their identity was attacked. They felt like their pride was attacked. Their identity as so-called Christians was attacked. And so that's why they're overreacting.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And so your first thought
I did not get into it. I was going to pretty much largely ignore it.
Nice.
Until I saw it in the pack. I'm like, okay, let's see what this is. Disgusting.
Amazing. Nick. Let me see the Greek god Dionysus.
Yeah.
But that doesn't look the same.
It doesn't look like the Last Supper.
I guess that's just an example.
Sometimes they have tables, though.
Those type of people
that's
back
who it
then.
Is, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
But they used to, as you can see, there's wine. They're kind of naked. They're partying. There's a pregnant one. It's just all over the place. Mess.
Are there drags in there?
At this particular event... It doesn't look nothing like the Last Supper.
No.
But I guess this is the nature of the people that put it on, though.
Feast of the Gods.
Nick, what did you think when you saw the picture of the drag queen Last Supper thing?
I got to say, I honestly didn't care one bit. Because I feel like I understand. I think I understand, like, somewhat.
What is it that you think
What's
you understand?
What's going on, I guess. Here's how I see it. Like, you know, they say she goes up there. She says the reason she's doing this, she she's using words like uniting people, right? Oh, we want to unite people. And I think about how a lot of these, this world of LGBT, or let's just say kind of opposed to Christianity in some way, they talk about uniting, but you got to reject Christianity to unite. And it's so strange. And they say we have to be inclusive and separate church from state. But they're bringing in their own kind of militant, like, ideology, right? And you got to go their way or it's the highway. But they call it love. And then the Christians on the other side, they're like, we got to do something. Mm. Like Mike Johnson. You got this guy. He's in the government, right? He's, like, actually in the government.
And can do stuff. He didn't even say nothing.
And he's actually in the government. He can, like, do something.
Right.
What are we supposed to do, the individuals, right? Yell on Twitter and get mad about this? I realize that part of all this even happening is the overreaction to the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's how the devil plays. He doesn't care how much you good, you quote-unquote, do, as long as he can plant that one drop of anger to poison the whole well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. Very good point.
And this Dionysus crap, like, I was sort of listening. Sorry, James, but I was also clicking some stuff. But if they're saying that this is Dionysus and not Jesus or something, this is some, like, queer liberal woman who, personally, I think she just thinks like all these other liberals who want to unite against Christ.
Are you familiar with the woman that said that?
Yeah, I've seen some of her stuff, Barbara Bush.
She
said
she's queer?
Articles. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Feminist.
Oh, so
and
the lady that made
acceptance.
The apology was the same person?
No. He's talking about the woman who was in the middle. And the woman who made the so-called apology was the spokesman for the Paris Olympics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they know what they're doing with that, personally.
Amazing. And so when you first saw it, it had no real impact for you at all.
I've been seeing it.
Am I hearing you right?
Yeah, because think about it. Like, what am I supposed to do?
What am I supposed to do? The best part of me was always you.
He said he's been seeing this.
Who?
Nick.
That what he said?
Mm-hmm.
In Canada?
You've been seeing this?
Yeah, like gay people? Is that what you mean? Yeah. And people mocking Jesus?
Yeah.
And now they got, it's just that I'm seeing people say, you Christians, you got to get, you got to fight this, defend this. And there's probably truth to that statement. But when I think about Mike Johnson versus me, what am I supposed to do? I got to just do the little thing.
Yeah.
Anyways.
One other quick question.
I was going to say that I could be wrong about this, but I think.
Huh? What you say?
I think in the grand scheme of things that, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that it's better that the Christians are at least, even if it's like phony, because it feels phony, like the backlash of the Christians saying, because all he did was just like throw some scriptures. But in the grand scheme of things, I will say before I criticize it, is that at least there's some type of like talk back to it to get people to even like make these people feel something like, oh, okay, maybe this was a little offensive or whatever. Yeah. And even give a fake apology. So there's a little bit of backlash, which is good. But all in all, I feel like the reason why Christians continue not to win is because their only response to it is some scripture or some anger or get mad about it. But there's no real, like, stand back.
Overreaction is what makes you gay.
Right.
You're going to be overreacting. That's how they propagate more gay.
Yeah.
And trans. You're watching that, you go crazy about it, and then your kids become trans.
Signal boosting.
My producers say, I thought it was disrespect. I believe Christians should boycott. That was Derek said.
I'm not against
that.
Yeah. I'm definitely not interested in watching any of the Olympics.
Yeah.
Amazing. One last quick thing about it, guys. Elon Musk said, according to this is from X, Christianity has become toothless. He went on to say in another picture from X, unless there is more bravery to stand up for what is fair and right, Christianity will perish, you say?
I love how Elon Musk, like, breaks the system of what a rich person should say or do. Like, he says what he wants, he tweets what he wants, and I like that about him. But as far as what, put it up there again.
Up there.
I forget.
Oh, he said, unless there is more bravery to stand up for what is fair and right, yeah. Christianity will yeah. perish. In the first statement, he said, Christianity has become toothless.
I agree with that. And that's actually a great way to put it, toothless. Could you imagine a person walk around with no teeth? It looks crazy.
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like. It's like, but then the Christians walk around like they got teeth. Right. And they have none. So yeah. It's just like, it's there. I agree with him. What he's saying is that Christians need to be more brave, but in the right way.
What do you think about Elon Musk's comments about that?
He's definitely on a mission. And I think I heard that he said that he's culturally Christian, even though he's sort of atheist or whatever.
What does really culturally Christian mean?
Culturally Christian means he was raised sort of Christian and he likes Christianity.
Culture means that's how he was raised, but he's not necessarily Christian himself.
Right.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he seems like he's on a mission based on this and other things that he's said. He's kind of come out openly for Trump.
Trump said he loved him.
Yeah, openly.
He's
against,
like, Elon, love me.
Indeed.
Oh, he said that?
He's against the, what he calls.
He gave me what, four, how many million?
45 oh, yeah. million a month, something like that?
Yeah. So he nice. Must love him.
He did pledge support, but I think he was like, I don't know, that was fake news about the 45 milli.
But Trump no, said it in an him, interview.
Huh? He already given him 45 of it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, last month.
Yeah, I don't know if month. It's I don't know if it's true or not, but Trump said it.
Yeah. But go ahead.
I think that he's on the right track. I like his arc, his character arc. Because he's kind of like a Trump in that he's rich, he's worldly, but he's also, there's something down to earth about him.
He's white.
He's pretty genuine.
Yeah.
And a very independent thinker.
Yeah.
And definitely
very
fearless.
Very independent thinker, that's for sure.
Yeah. He comes off as fearless.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And what do you think about Elon Musk's comments in regard to this picture?
No, I like Elon. I mean, there is like a seeming resurgence, whatever you want to call it, fake or not, empty or not. People seem to be talking about it more. People who didn't used to talk about it. I mean Christianity, maybe the truth, conservatism, other things. People who you wouldn't think talking about it are talking about it. People who were once either an atheist or I'm thinking coming to mind, who's that guy? Long hair. He got baptized. He became a Christian, and he became tough. What was his
name? Oh, yeah.
Russell Brand. Whatever. These are just names coming to my mind right now. So there is like a sort of resurgence. It's just interesting to watch it.
And so you think what Elon said was good? I mean,
I don't know exactly what he means because
I mean,
on the toothless part, like I agree abstractly. I agree abstractly, but I don't know what he means by.
I see what you're saying.
I just agree with the words, I guess. You know, it makes sense to me what he said there about you got to be brave, stand up for what's fair, right, or you'll lose it all.
Don't
know
saying,
what exactly he means by that, but yeah.
Because you're saying he could be meaning what these other Christians are doing, just throwing out scripture.
Right. That's
what he's saying. Elon, he doesn't know what Elon means by a Christian should be brave.
He said Christians have become toothless. Unless there's more bravery to stand up for what is fair and right, Christianity will perish.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Nice?
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
So, in closing, when I saw this picture, I just thought the drag queens at it again.
Yeah.
And then what I realized that Christians are doing wrong, and Nick hit it on the head, too. Christians are not supposed to ever, 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 but never, 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 ever respond to evil. They should not have responded to this stupid thing at all. Mm. Because remember how Christ told the devil, get behind me? I ain't playing with you. I ain't discussing by. Don't even tell me, right? Mm. You're not supposed to respond to evil at any point. Inside of yourself, or outside of you, inside of others, because, as Nick said, that gives evil a false sense of power when you respond to it. You're not supposed to. And so the Christians should have just ignored this, as it would never happen, and then people would have gone away.
Mm.
Really, they would have gone away. and they would have found something else to offer up to get attention.
Interesting, yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's interesting. And, well, I don't even think that they did anything, to be honest.
they gave these
some scriptures at it.
Right. They gave these people faucets of life. These people got joy out of getting a reaction from the Christians and others, and it gave them a faucet of power to do more and do more to irritate and get the attention of the Christians.
So you're saying like fueled them to do to
yeah,
even
do. More. Mm. And, but if the Christian, I promise you, if the Christian had just ignored it, because just the evil trying to tempt you, as it does inside of you, it would have disappeared. Christians got to stop reacting. And it said, reaction is what made the problem happen. It makes you worse. When you get worse
the
in life.
Foothold.
Yeah. Sorry. You get, absolutely. You get, when you overreact in life, you get worse. You don't get better. When you stop overreacting to situations in life, that's when you get better and the devil get ticked. So he got to live off, huh?
When it doesn't affect you.
Yeah. He got to live off your overreaction. Think about people you know that have tried to hurt you or whatever, your own family or whatever.
Yeah.
They got power or sense of power, false life, false power, when you overreacted to them because they knew they had gotten to you. And that just made them want to do more.
Do you think there's ever a time to stand up to it?
No. And you know why? Because greater is he that's in you. It's a spiritual thing. And greater is he that's in you that's in the world, right? It will stand up for you. He will stand up for you. And he'll fight the evil dark battle for you.
I believe that to be true. What would that... I guess we have to wait and see what that would look like, right? As far as it standing up before you, like speaking through you type of thing, or?
Right. You wait and see what it looked like. Because there may be something to say about it or nothing to say about it.
Yeah.
But it will speak through you.
Yeah.
Just like the devil speak through you.
You know what's so interesting about what you're saying is that right now my mind is telling me, okay, but like that is like the true and perfect way. What about, I'm thinking right now, this guy, Andrew Tate, he was in Romania gathering a bunch of people. He's like, hey, you guys are Christians. You guys got to fight against this. So the next time this happens, I want you to at the next embassy and make a lot of noise. And I'm thinking, my mind's telling me, okay, so Jesse, that's the perfect way. What about like, is there like a worldly way to fight this? Because
nope.
No one's going to get the perfect way. But there is no other way.
No other way. Everybody and their mama can show up at the next embassy. All you do is have a devil fight one another.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing going to change for the good. The devil's on the left going to be glad you showed up to fight with them. Now they got more attention. And the devil on the right going to feel good because they feel like they're fighting.
Yeah.
And a false sense of salvation.
Yeah.
I'm fighting for right. You can't fight for right.
Yeah, I get that point. It does ignite like a false sense of pride in the side.
Both sides. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So stop the fight. Lay your weapon down. What do you say?
Yep. Stay out of the thrills.
We gotta go.
A quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Let me hear from the experts. Amazing. Back in a moment.
I recommend you get them. The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Female Monday, July 29th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back, and we will get to your calls. Thanks, guys. Several athletes, according to Commie Nonsense Network, which could just mean like a few athletes, have delivered standout performances in the 2024 Olympics, but the U.S. in particular brought star power at the Paris Games on Sunday with LeBron James at the Team USA. He got in what they called an emphatic win. Never heard of what an emphatic win is. Over Serbia. Wow. Good job, America. You beat Serbia. And Simone Biles. She's that young little black gal. She fought through a calf injury in a triumphant return to the Olympic gymnastics. Good for her. Keep your mind right, Simone. We're pulling for you. I don't know who we is, but the 2024 presidential election in America, Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN says, is now 99 days away. It was 100 days away yesterday, 99 today, following an historic month of political shakeups that upended the race. Vice President cackling Kamala Harris, seeing a rise in favorability ratings lowered, with polls showing multiple paths to victory, so says Commie Nonsense. Trump responded to Harris's supposed momentum with a series of personal attacks over the weekend. Spiritual righteousness, they mean. He referred to her as evil. Evil. That's right, she is evil. He mocked her laugh, the cackling, and he also mocked the pronunciation of her name, Kamala. That's not an American name, but shout out to the India people, Indians. And he said the American dream is dead if Kamala Harris wins in November. And that's a fact. The vice president, so-called, she pushed back on her opponent's wild lies, her words, and she goaded him about debating her. Debate me, Trump. Trump's selection of Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate has also shaped the race, and demon rats, I call them, Democrats, are now watching closely Kamala Harris's vetting process for her own so-called vice presidential nominee in the coming days or weeks. And there are wildfires going on. Did you know that? The Park Fire, seventh largest wildfire in California history, has scorched more than 360,000 acres, an area larger than the city of Phoenix, Arizona. It's destroyed over 100 structures and threatens thousands more, according to Cal Fire. The blaze was 12% contained as of early today. But it's wild because evacuations warnings and orders remained in Butte, Tehama, Plumas, and Shasta counties, multiple counties. The weather forecast for the Northwest calls for lighter winds than the area has seen in recent days, giving firefighters some optimism about slowing the progress of the blaze. In Oregon, the Durkee Fire is the largest wildfire burning in the state, more than 288,000 acres. It's injured three people and destroyed four residences. Local authorities say the fire is 49% contained. And peace in the Middle East. Not. Israel has vowed retaliation against Hezbollah after blaming the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah for a rocket attack in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Wow. The strike has killed 12 children who had been playing on a soccer field, further escalating tensions in the region. Hezbollah says that they firmly deny that they were behind the strike. Huh. It's the deadliest to hit Israel or Israeli-controlled territory since the October 7th attacks. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes rocked Gaza during another weekend of heavy bombardment. A group of U.S. doctors who volunteered in hospitals across Gaza also sent an open letter to the black-on-the-inside White House, sharing their experiences and demanding an immediate ceasefire. You can catch all things Jesse Lee Peterson by going to jesseleepeterson.com/show, including the podcast and other things. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I
know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to this second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, excuse me, J-E-S-S-E. My brand new biblical question, brand new, and it's a doozy. Do you love the emptiness of knowing who you are? Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are? Do you love that emptiness of not knowing who you are? Amazing, huh? You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, but if you want to listen live while you're doing whatever it is you're doing, you can by going to the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And you can podcast. But you can be listening doing whatever you're doing, all right? Working out, it doesn't matter. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. And Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's the second hour of the show already. And every Monday, we take all calls, but ladies first on Mondays as they come in. Mondays is always female Mondays.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. They want to be home with those babies, then be home with the babies. They don't want to be home with those babies. That's the last thing she want to be home with a baby. I want to go to the phones and your super chats and everything. I didn't get to any calls in the first hour. It went by so fast. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Jason out of Buffalo, New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? I want to talk about the election.
Okay.
So you... All right, so what, like, what are your thoughts on Kamala Harris? What do you...
I hope that not only does she not win this time around, but never become the president of the United States of America, she has no ability to do anything.
She has no ability to do anything. She was the attorney general. She was in the senator. She did like a lot. So like you say, she didn't do. So you saying she has no accomplishments to be president, or you saying because she's a woman, she shouldn't be president?
No, I said she has no ability to do anything.
No ability to do any like, but she's been doing.
What do you think about it? What do you think about it?
I mean, I think she's going to be president. Trump sucks.
And are you in support of Kamala Harris becoming president?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm in support of her becoming president.
And why?
because the, all right, first of all, like, she a real person. She is not some kind of, like, construct that y'all put in baton. She is not no media construct that Trump is.
Why are you in, in support of Kamala Harris becoming president?
I like what she stands for. That she
what does she like, stand for?
She stands for, like, the people, like, not the corporations, not the big businesses and stuff like that. Like, actual human beings.
What does she stand for? Outside. What does she stand for?
She stands for abortion. She stands for, like, instead of throwing people in jail, like, like, get to the root causes of what, why people committing crimes in the first place.
You believe so, in, like, education so let's, and stuff let's like break that. It down. You like the fact that Kamala Harris running for president because she stands for abortion, right?
Yeah, I agree with the whole abortion thing. A woman should have to choose. The government should not be the same with me,
Jason, you're for Kamala Harris because she stands for abortion, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she stands
for the woman's right to choose.
She stands for not putting people in jail, you say?
I didn't say not putting people in jail.
What did you say?
Throwing people in jail. I said, like, throwing people in jail is not the end result to get crime lower.
Let's start over. Let me start over. You are for Kamala Harris becoming president of the United States. Why?
Because she put a record. Women's
right. You said she's for the people, right? So what is it that she's for the people? You vote for, you like the fact because she's for what? For the people.
Women's right to choose.
Abortion, okay? And the other thing.
Job creation, like educational
programs. What job has she, during the 3 years and a half that she's been in there, what jobs has she created?
What job? Well, I don't know. But I could just say, like, she got, like, 175 volunteers. So those are all jobs.
No.
They're putting people to work.
No, volunteers are not jobs, buddy. But let's go back. What jobs has – you said she's for job creation. What jobs has she created? What jobs has she created in the 3.5 years been in there?
It wasn't the job. It's the educational programs to get, like, jobs, to get better jobs.
What jobs has she created in the 3.5 years? I'm going to ask you one more time. You said she's for job creation. What jobs has she created in the last 3.5 years of being there?
I'm going to say, like, nurses, carpenters, doctors, all the stuff.
What nurses and carpenter job has she created? Where?
Well, you get the education. You have to get the education to get the job, right?
You said Kamala. I'm going to have to run, buddy, because you're boring. You won't even answer the question. You said that she created jobs. What jobs has she created?
She created through educational programs, giving people the opportunity to get jobs.
What job has she created?
I said that wrong. She didn't create.
You said what's wrong?
Like, you saying creating jobs.
You said what wrong?
As far as you saying, like, creating jobs. She didn't, like, I said the creating jobs part. The creating jobs part. Like, she get create.
So you don't like her because she create jobs? Then that was a mistake.
No, it's not. Like, she created opportunities for people.
You're not
voting
for her because she create jobs. You voted for her because she support abortion, but you're not voting for her because she create jobs, because she created no jobs, right?
What do you mean?
Tell me one job she created.
The infrastructure bill. Anybody that's in construction,
she what?
Anybody that's doing roads,
she
construction
what?
Job, construction job, construction job.
She did what with that?
She created construction job with the infrastructure
where?
Bill.
Where?
Wherever they building bridges, wherever they building
where?
Roads.
Where are they doing all that?
Next time I call you, I'll have more information.
I thought so. Thank you, Jason. You're just throwing out what they said in the media with no proof. What a sad way to live. Thank you, Jason. Call when you got something to say. What a sad way to live. What a mess. Jason is typical of the average voter, especially on the Democratic side. They don't know why they're really voting. They just go about what they hear the media say and what somebody else said. They have no idea. But it's no different with the Christians. The Christians don't really know God. They don't know why they're voting either. They like Trump, but they don't really know why. They're not paying attention. Some do. More Christians pay attention to what's happening than the liberals or non-Christian when it comes to material things. I do admit that. But Jason just, he has no clue at all. Kamala Harris ain't never creating a job. Even the so-called running for president, it's not a job. It's not a job she created. They gave her that because they couldn't find somebody else in time to put in her place. And they don't love, they are not happy. That, you know how the media and the Democratic politicians act like they're crying over, oh, we're so happy. Oh, my God, Camilla. Oh, it feels so. They lying. They ain't feeling that at all. Zero. They're not feeling that. One iota. And my producer made the point that their pastors are telling them to vote for. And I got some service coming. All of a sudden, Kamala Harris becoming black. She going to even buy some black records. Look like the black people will all of a sudden see this woman trying to act black. She's embarrassing them. Because she said they're all about music. I'm going to buy some music, some record. I'm going to do this because it's black. And I'm going to make sure the blacks see me doing this. That's how she see the blacks. What the? She can make mean greens now. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, she's going to prove she can cook greens. Because that's black. She's embarrassing blacks, making them look stupid. But she doesn't even know or care that she's embarrassing the blacks. What a sad way to live, right? But I don't think, I know some of the black females are going to fall for it, and then people like Jason going to fall for it. Happy White History Month, folks. Let me go quickly to Ron out of Texas. Ron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Uncle Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Ron.
Happy White History.
Happy White History, Ron. July just feels white. And by the way, we have like, what, 3 more days in July, right? And this Thursday is the men's forum. I forgot, the men's forum. This Thursday, the first Thursday of the month. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, a little bit of white history, and I want to start it off with a question. Why isn't it taught in our school system that whites were captured against their will and made to be a slave in Africa? And then they was transported to the Americas to work the tobacco farms.
Where you get that? Where you get that from?
That's history. There's a book called.
Ron,
I'm giving you the point.
Ron, I haven't asked a question yet. This book that you're about to mention, is that written by the blacks who think they're the Jews?
No, why would a black, no, sir.
Is
it's
that,
written by a white person.
Ron is a black Israelite. Oh, is that written by the black Israelites?
It's written by a white person.
So the book you're about to mention about white people being enslaved by the blacks in Africa and shipped it to America to plant tobacco is written by a white person?
Yes. You never heard of the Irish slave?
It's written by a white person?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. I thought it was written by those,
If it was written by a black person, you would disqualify.
Right. I thought it was written by the black Israelites.
Right. So you would have disqualified it if I would have said that.
Yes.
It's written by a white person. Nice. The name of the book is called White Slave. Most people, why don't you know about the Irish?
I'm not interested.
Being enslaved.
I'm not interested.
Well, if the history, let me make this point. If the history book is not going to talk about how white people were enslaved against their will in this country, they shouldn't talk about black people being enslaved in this country. We don't need false history. We need real history. And we don't need this history system to make us victims.
Right. Well, to be honest, that's the last thing that white people want to talk about. The last thing is that white people want to talk about is blacks being enslaved in America. That's the last thing they want to talk about.
Why is it in our history book?
Hold on, Ron. Hold on. And they wish that the blacks would stop talking about it. Because every year the blacks make the story worse. They build the story to make it worse, worse, and worse than it really was. So the white people do not want to be talking about that. And the reason that is in your history books is because the liberal blacks and the liberal whites wanted to be there so they can manipulate and control the minds of the blacks.
Good. Can I say something?
Yeah.
The reason why it's in our history book.
I just told you why.
The people, okay, that's fine. The people who control what we know and what we believe and what we think put that in our history books to put whites against blacks. And it's not whites who created that history. It was the Jews. They want to pit whites against blacks.
And so why? What's wrong? Let's say you're right about that. No argument. Zero argument. What's wrong with the blacks and the whites that fight against each other? What's wrong with them that they don't have their own mindset, that they're easily controlled, that they're easily controlled by others?
Yeah, the blacks have been made angry with this false history.
Ron, I asked you a question, though.
I thought I answered it.
No. What's wrong with the blacks and the whites who are fighting that you claim the whites are fighting? Whites are not even fighting against the blacks. They're sick of them. But what's wrong with the whites and the blacks that they don't have control of themselves, that individually, that someone can make them fight one another?
Anger.
And where did the anger come from?
False history.
No, it didn't. That's a lie.
Yes, it is.
No, it didn't.
False history.
No, you have to already be angry.
A history that says you are nothing but a slave.
You have to already be angry to believe false history. Where did that come from?
Say it again?
You have to already be angry to believe false history. Where did the beginning of the anger come from?
Well, the beginning of the anger would have came from getting your butt beat doing slavery. How about that?
That's not true. Have you ever been beat while you were enslaved?
I'm not angry.
Have you ever been beat while you were enslaved?
I've never been a slave, and I'm not angry.
Have you ever been beat while you were enslaved?
I've never been a slave, sir.
So why did you make up that lie you just said?
You asked me where it started from,
but
sir.
That's not true. Slavery was
true.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Okay. So you want to tell me. Now, I know. Listen, I'm telling you how whites were mistreated. Most
Ron,
these indentured servants.
Anger did not start in slavery.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Where did it start then?
Do you love the Jews?
Yeah, I love the Jews.
Good. Right on. Ron, thank you, buddy. I got to run. 888-7753. 773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com.
You can always tell a weak person. Pay attention to yourself and others. Whenever you hear an adult person blaming someone else for their issues, you're talking to a weak person. Really. I want you to know that when you complain and blame someone else for the way you feel and the way you think, just know you're weak. And when you hear other men and women, adults, blaming others for their issues in life, the way they feel, the way they think, know that you're listening to blind, weak people. And that's exactly what the devil wants you. Evil wants you blind. Evil cannot see. Did you know evil cannot see? And then that's why every evil person cannot see, because they're of evil.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Did you think evil could see?
Yeah, I thought that evil could see some stuff.
How can evil see if it's blind, it's dark?
It can definitely sense weakness and stuff like that.
No.
And pounce.
Evil cannot sense weakness. It's the person that believes evil is strong that is weak. Evil has no power.
All right.
You make that inside yourself. You give it power by believing it has power. It has no power. Remember when Jesus Christ defeated the devil?
I did hear that.
So, and the devil has no authority?
Yeah.
He has no power? So how does he even have power if Christ defeated it?
I guess it doesn't.
And when you have fear within yourself, the only reason you have fear in yourself, because you believe the spirit of evil has power.
Right.
It has none, so you give it credit, credibility when it has none.
That makes sense.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about that?
A little bit, yeah. Definitely. How you're in a conflict with somebody, you're suffering for your own evil.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And the first thing you feel fear, you say, I'm scared. And the moment you say, I am afraid, you give evil a false sense of power. You tell evil, okay, evil, I'm scared, you got me. If you never said, I'm afraid, it would do nothing but pass away. What do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
Just like that?
Just like that.
But it's impossible, says the man who doesn't even try. You know, I'm not talking about me specifically.
Just a general comment. But just think about, Nick, you've heard Christ say he has defeated the devil, right?
I have.
And the devil roared like a lion, but it's a pussycat, I love you.
We're going to sing right over that.
Pussycat, whoa. A pussycat is just a house cat. What the?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I divert. Go ahead.
B. Johnson, 10 coffees. I might have read this last week, but he said, Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you. Happy White History Month. July just feels white. Amazing.
And Court, I might have read this one, but 12 coffees. White history is key awesome. Men's his story too. Get you some history. Make it you.
July will always be White History Month. And August will always be Men's History Month.
We should have had Joel read this super chat.
Why?
Because he understands Creole, and I don't understand Creole.
Amazing. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Gillodar Great One bought 3 coffees. The devil
There's
is
a line
busy.
Open, by the way, 888-775-3773.
The devil is busy, especially when I do silent prayer, the silent prayer. The fits that he gives me physical pain, like a migraine headache with an increased heart rate. Saying it's not me, don't stop the pain. Does this happen when you are overcoming?
Repeat that again.
The devil's busy, especially when I do the silent prayer. The fits that he gives me physical pain like a migraine headache with an increased heart rate. saying it's not me don't stop the pain? Does this happen when you're overcoming?
Well, I don't know. I've never had the migraine headache and the heart they want to stop. You may need to see a doctor. That sounds like a physical issue. I could be wrong, but you may want to check out a doctor. All right? But so do that. I recommend that. Thank you. I've never had that at all. I appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Someone bought 5 coffees. What's going on, team? I don't, but I do, but I don't understand when you report the blacks stumping and fighting all the other races, yet never on other races beating on or killing the blacks. Why is that? I know the blacks are specials, and I don't support the stupid crap. Oops. However, just asking.
And they're asking why
you don't report the people attacking blacks.
And where is that happening?
I don't know. Mostly, by far, I think blacks commit, what, 80% of interracial violent crime?
Yeah, according to the report.
Yeah.
But whoever that is, if you have some reports of of black men attacked by other races, let me know. I know that the blacks and the Mexicans fight one another, the gang members.
Indeed.
They fight one another because they over turf. They want power. But I don't know where these stories of black men attack. Send them to my producer@jesseleepeterson.com. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I just don't get the reports. producer@jesseleepeterson.com. And we'd be happy to report it. Amazing. Thank you.
Patrick O, 5 coffees. Hashtag biblical question, answer, response from last week. The last week's biblical question.
Oh, have you seen God?
No, I've never seen God. If I were ever to see God, I would know with certainty and be able to clearly describe his appearance. I am neither certain nor able to provide any detail. I conclude I've never seen him for myself and have merely believed descriptions about him provided to me by others.
Thank you. We responded a little bit to the biblical question on yesterday at the fellowship, to that old one. So check out yesterday's fellowship at rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church, all right? Thank you.
Someone 3 coffees. Hey, Jesse, after forgiving my grandmother a year ago, I felt so peaceful, and I thought I didn't need to do the silent prayer for 6 months. I felt so amazing after 6 months for some reason. My peace went away, and then I started to do the silent prayer, and it's been a few months now. Where is that peace? Why do I not have it?
So if I'm hearing you right, they went and forgave, right? Mm-hmm. But then they stopped doing the prayer?
Yeah.
What do you think going to happen? You went back into unconsciousness. Why would you stop doing the prayer if it was to be a seal that allowed you to see that you needed to forgive? Why would you stop being still? Why would you go back into unconsciousness? Christ told us to pray without ceasing, meaning to stay present, to stay conscious, to stay in the now where eternal life is. Eternal life is always right here, right now. And so you thought. That's what the devil does. He gets you to think, and all thoughts are all lies all the time. You thought, hey, I forgave my mother. I have peace, so that's it. The devil lied to you. He played a trick on you. Go back to the silent prayer and watch. Stay present. Amazing. Thank you.
Kohlberger, all right, 5 coffees. Thanks for the fellowship, relationships, and helpful women. What a mess.
Thank you, Kohlberger. All right. It was an amazing fellowship yesterday. Did you like the fellowship yesterday?
Indeed, I did. Yeah. Definitely. What'd always.
What did you like about
it? Everything.
Right after this quick break, we'll finish the Super Chats and your phone calls when I come back. 888-77-JESSE. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77. Just a couple quick announcements. Number one, men's forum Thursday night. Every first Thursday night, unless I just can't be there. First Thursday night, men's forum for men only. So this Thursday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, men's forum, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And ladies, for ladies, the third Thursday night of the month. The third Thursday night of the month at 7 p.m. For ladies only, after my show today and every day, Monday through Friday, The Hake Report come up. The Hake Show is an amazing show. If you've not heard of all three of these guys, you need to hear them, all right? The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. James Hake is on fire. He doesn't have that good hair for nothing. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV, a man with a mission. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 12 noon, are you doing a show today? The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. I hope you caught him over the weekend. He was flying high. Not off pot, not off fentanyl, but off natural energy, from natural energy given to him by God at 12 noon today. All right? And check out Punchin' TV. Go to PUNCHIE.TV, Punchin' TV, and watch the network on our own platform. What the? We have our own platform now. Punchin.TV, PUNCHIE.TV, our own platform. Isn't that amazing? So, check it all out. Let me go back to the Super Chat real fast and then get you some more calls here. Super Chat.
Someone bought three coffees or bought one coffee. I realized something today. The mind or thoughts, or Satan really, makes it seem unattractive to stay in the present. He makes the thoughts seem more appealing because he doesn't want to lose you. In reality, staying away from thoughts is much more satisfying, fun, and fulfilling. Stay away from thoughts, no matter how alluring they appear.
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. That is so true. You're absolutely right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Lori bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
This week, right? Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are? Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are?
Lori says, yes, sir, Jesse, I love the emptiness because it makes life simple to let go and let God show me life, because I realize I can't fill in the blanks for who I am. I just live now. I'm nothing and don't want to be anything. The not me used to fill the void. Also, what's the recipe for Joelle's holy soup?
Joelle made this soup last week. It was so good. He made two big pots of it, and he brought it in, and he has this type of big round skillet where you can plug it in and heat it up, and he did that at the office. It was so good. Made you want to slap your mama. And now people want to know his recipe. I don't know if he says that Joel Fryer say recipe is love. You gotta have it. it was delicious. Amazing. Thank you.
Ryan B. bought a coffee. Savage, as Get a Job says.
Amazing. Thank you. Check out Savage Moments. He is back. And he's on fire.
YouTube.com/@getajob. Nice.
Amazing. Thank you. Get a job.
Ryan B. bought five coffees. Hake Report at 11 a.m. Central Time. You don't want to miss it. Hake is on fire.
Hake Report is not 11 a.m.
Central Time. Yes, it is.
Oh, Central Time.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. I'm about to say that's Joel Friday.
No.
But Hake Report, 11 a.m. Central Time. You're absolutely right. Check it out. You don't want to miss it. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan B. Yeah. Lori bought another coffee. Hey, Jesse, when you say people don't know what miracles are, what do you mean? I think miracles are spiritual, like I was blind spiritually and now I see, not in a literal or physical sense. Please give an example of a miracle. Thank you.
One day I will, but I don't have the time right now to really make the point. But I will, and I appreciate that. But people do not know what miracles are. They think they know, they don't. They think, I can tell you what they, real fast, they think miracle when Christ healed somebody's body. Oh, they call that a miracle, right? Or something physical. Amazing. Thank you, though. I'll have my two cents on that soon. Appreciate it. Thank you.
The Nate Hgers bought a diamond saying, I wonder why they didn't make fun of Muhammad at the Olympics. Whoa.
If they do that to Muhammad, they know they're going to be thrown off a building. They're going to have to put their hand around the neck so nothing else is missing. They can't do that to Muhammad. They're afraid to. Christianity is under attack, and that's fine. That's what the devil does. You don't have to fight with the devil, though. Don't fight with the devil. Lay your weapon down. You know, it reminds me of, speaking of the Bible, somewhere in the Bible where Christ says that if you should hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battles, then the victory shall be yours. You remember that, Hate?
It sounds familiar. I don't know if I remember that specifically.
Yeah, if you hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battles, the victory shall be yours. And they made the blacks made a song out of it. If I hold my peace, then I know the victory shall be mine. Thank you. Amazing.
Evgeny Crosby with a diamond. The United
States. Exodus 14, 14.
Nice.
If I hold my peace. Thank you, Derek.
Evgeny Crosby with a.
Thank you, Derek. My producer trying to act like he white.
With a diamond.
I haven't seen a black, hardworking producer like Derek in years. He's from the country.
Indeed.
That's why.
Exodus
14. You can take the boy out the country, but you can't take the boy out the country out the boy.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you, Derek. What are we about to read?
Oh, Exodus 14, 14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still.
Something amazing. Like that. Thank you.
And ye shall hold your peace, the King James Version says that.
Yeah.
Evgeny Crosby's diamond, the United States of Venezuela, coming in January.
Amazing. I don't quite know what that means, but okay.
I think he thinks that Kamala's going to win. I don't know. I could be misinterpreting him.
Yeah, I don't know what it means either. Thank you.
Dawn with a rumble rant. Thank you, Jesse, for your guidance. This is yesterday during church, I believe. Oh, fellowship, no, maybe it was this morning.
Fellowship was amazing yesterday, but go ahead.
I'm going through some stuff lately and return to the present when I catch myself adrift. Devil is always seeking to devour us, and we keep stomping on his head.
Yeah. Dawn, all you have to do is to stay present. You don't have to fight. Matter of fact, you should not fight with the devil inside of you or outside of you, inside of others. And he wants you to be unconscious. He wants you to be in time. He wants you to think about the so-called past or the future, which doesn't exist. But you stay present. Always come back to present. Always come back to now. I'm telling you, Don, if you remember nothing else I've said, come back to present. Stay present. If you get upset at yourself or at others or blame yourself or blame others, come back to present. Don't do it. You'll see. Eternal life is here and now. Don't look over yonder. Don't look over there. Don't look behind. And don't look ahead. Eternal life is right here, right now. Amazing. So stay present, Don. Amazing. Thank you.
Ronnie from Ohio bought a coffee. I made a typo in my last message from last week. I wanted to give props to Hake for saying Kamala correctly rather than calling her Camilla. Come on, Uncle Jesse. You know how to say comma. So all you have to do is add the la to the end. Comma, la. That's how I learned it. I learned it from Tucker Carlson's guest.
Oh, yeah.
One of Tucker Carlson's liberal guests said it's called comma, la.
Oh.
Kamala.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, Mila. He come and go, he come and go. Kamala, Kamala, come on, Kamala.
There you go. Indeed.
I got it.
Nice.
Kamala. Right?
That's correct.
Thank you, Ron. You're amazing, Ron. Thank you.
Yeah.
Kamala.
Ronnie.
I mean, Ronnie. Kamala. I got it, huh?
That's right.
Nice. But she ain't worth nothing. No, I'm playing. Thank you, Ronnie. I appreciate it, buddy.
The key about a coffee. Biblical question answer.
Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are? Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are?
Having been seated in heavenly places with my Father, it's amazing to be present yet absent. As a witness to the truth.
Are they responding to the biblical question?
It says BQA. I assume that means biblical question answer.
And they said they've been seated in heavenly places.
Mm-hmm.
This person, who was that?
The key.
The key said that.
Not Nikki necessarily, but the key.
Oh, the key.
Mm-hmm.
Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are? And they say, what now? One again?
Having been seated in heavenly places with my Father, it's amazing to be present yet absent as a witness to the truth.
Amazing. Thank you for responding. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
Charles bought a coffee. Jesse. Hey, Jesse. I totally disagree with you about Christians ignoring the Olympic ceremony. You have said you can't run away from evil, but confront it. Why is this case different?
Because you're doing what the devil want you to do. And when I say confront evil, I mean inside of you. You confront it by going to it and relax in it. Don't run away from it with food, sex, or TV shows, or calling up a friend, or being afraid to face it. I mean confront it inside of you. That face it and then let God destroy it, take it away from you, those demons. Is that clear?
I think so.
Yeah, that's what I mean by confronting. Those people that were doing that stuff on the over there at the Olympic, they were starving for attention. They need attention. That's how they get a false sense of life, by making you and causing you to overreact to them. But if you don't overreact, they'll fade away. And then they'll try to find another way to get a reaction from you. you're not confronting them by complaining about it at all. You're giving life to it. A false life, but life. Amazing. Thank you.
The key, Butter Coffee, this election year, do not make the same mistake Adam made in the garden when he listened to the woman and made her his head. Apple emoji. Let's not make the same mistake twice.
That's right. Praying good hands. Advice. Cody, thank you.
Cody Butter Coffee, again, thanks as always for all the hard work rebuilding the family. Thank you. Also, can we address the drag show at the Olympics?
And we did in the first hour today. I had my experts here. Check it out. Podcast, the first hour of the show today. My experts and I, we dealt with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Greenwald with a diamond. Mexican gangs in L.A. are attacking black neighborhoods.
Yeah. That's been going on for years, too, but it's even bad. Worse now because they have the Mexican gangs have the support of the drug cartels, drug laws, whatever you call them, drug cartels. And so, yeah, it's a mess. You don't hear anything about it in the media. They don't want you to know. They want you to think that the Mexicans and the blacks are getting along because they need to use the black and brown people for their own personal gain. But it's a mess. Thank you.
Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond. Let's finish White History Month strong. That's strong right. Arm and party emoji.
That's right. July is White History Month. 7 years of celebrating it.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let me get to as many calls as I can here. Thank you for your support, folks. I absolutely appreciate it. Devin is out of Missouri. Devin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. Hey, Jesse. How are you?
Hey, Devin. Devin is a female?
Yes, I'm a female.
Right on. I thought Debbie was a guy's name.
It's unisex. It could be either.
Right on. Sure. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I called in wanting to... Jesse, you just will not believe how hard it is. I spent all day and night trying to preach this. It's so hard to get people to get black people to not want to vote for Kamala just because she's black. I don't understand why it's so hard. It's like, we're adults.
Have you been talking to them?
Via social media, I do talk to a couple people. Like, I have an uncle who wants to vote for Kamala and things like that, but it's social media.
Nice. And your question for me about that is what?
Well, listen, the guy, there was a couple callers before, he called in. And he was trying to get reasoning behind why he is voting for Kamala.
Jason from New York.
And could not really give any explanation as to why he's voting for Kamala, which is usually the case. And yeah. So, it's just sad to me that a lot of people are voting basing their vote off of skin tone, you know. And their dislike for Trump. And it's not even the dislike for Trump's policies. It's the dislike for his personality.
Yeah.
And I just think that's really unfortunate for a lot of people to get on the internet and say that out loud and proud. It shows lack of knowledge.
Yeah. And your question for me about that is what?
Okay. So I just wanted to know. Because I don't want to be mean and rude about it, but when I'm trying to talk to people about this and they just don't want to hear it, you know, they just don't want to hear it, no matter how logical it is, they just don't want to hear it. What do you suggest? What suggestions do you have with how to communicate with these people so they won't go out here and make the wrong vote?
You tell them to give them the information, and if they reject the information, you say, oh, okay, fine. Don't argue with them. Don't try to prove anything to them. Just give them information and leave it up to them, because you cannot convince anyone to do anything. And if you convince them to do it, they are doing it because you convinced them to do it, not because they saw the right way. People need to see what is right for themselves. And so you lay out the facts of what Trump stands for as opposed to Kamala, and leave it up to them. Don't waste your energy trying to convince them.
Okay, I will just fall back.
Yeah.
Not even worry with it, I guess. But it's absolutely really bad, and we definitely don't want to put the wrong people in office. And on top of that, like you said, it's very clear that the left is evil. It's a real true fight, good versus evil. It's more than politics.
But what you got to realize, the people that don't see that the Democratic Party is an evil party, they don't want to see it. And the reason they don't want to see it, because they're evil. And they love evil. They don't want to see it. That's why they argue with you about the truth. So just don't try to prove it to them. Don't argue with them. Don't fight with them. You just lay out the information and leave it up to them to accept it.
All right.
Doesn't that make more sense rather than argue with them?
I mean, I'm not really arguing too much. It's just, you know, I feel like, you know, when you have a message such as this, you know, it's very important to try to get it out because, like I said, it's bigger than politics.
Yeah.
It's good versus evil.
Well, when you say you're not arguing too much, you don't want to argue at all with them about it. No arguing. I'm telling you, Devin, if you stop arguing with the devil in your head and then you stop arguing with the devil inside of other people, your life, I can't even give you express the words to express how your life will become. It's going to blow your mind. But you can put out the truth out there. You tell them, hey, this is why I wouldn't suggest you vote for Camilla. But if they want to, let them do it. But don't argue, all right?
I won't argue.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Amazing. 888-7753. 888-77-JESSE. Is this Brian?
I don't know.
The name, it's not spelled right. B-R-Y-N? Okay, that's different. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Brian? Okay, hold on, Brian. We're not going to hang up. You might still be there. Sean is out of Virginia. Sean, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, thanks so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say you're amazing. I've been listening to you for years, and you've helped me with so many things in my life. I was listening to your show on Friday, and I think the first time I can remember where I really had a disagreement with you on something.
Nice.
And yeah, it had to do with your take on.
To be fair to you, hold on. Can you hold? I got to take a break.
Absolutely.
Hold on. When I come back, we'll come to you. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show already. It is Female Monday. July 29th, Happy White History Month, everybody, AD 2024, the year of our Lord. Stay tuned for hour three. JLP will be right back to your calls, guys. Hang tight, callers. There is one line open, by the way. You can call in right now during Hake News, not fake news. What is going on in the Hake News? Abortion laws in Iowa, Venezuela election, Maduro versus opponents both claiming they won, I guess. I don't know. And Marvel's Deadpool and Wolverine movie, rated R, doing very well. Congratulations. And soda cans are exploding on Southwest Airlines, according to the news. So Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports on abortion laws in Iowa. A strict abortion law set to take effect in Iowa today, preventing most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. It's roughly when a fetal heartbeat can be detected, or possibly before many women even know they are pregnant. The law passed last year, but a judge had blocked it from being enforced. These judges. Iowa is among nearly two dozen states that have banned or limited access, communist buzzword, to abortion procedures since the so-called Supreme Court's rightful June 2022 decision in Dobbs versus Jackson. The based men came to bat and came through to get rid of evil, phony Roe v. Wade. Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization is what it really was, which eliminated the fake constitutional right to the procedure nationwide. Can you believe it? They pretended like it was in the Constitution that you can kill a baby in the womb. What a mess. Anyway, Venezuela election. Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, and his political opponents both claimed to have won the presidential election on Monday, as the United States and multiple regional nations have voiced skepticism about the official results. Huh, interesting. With 80% of votes counted, Maduro won more than 51% of the vote, besting the Democratic Unitary Platform candidate Edmundo González Urrutia, whatever, who gained more than 44% of the vote, according to a statement from the National Electoral Council. Opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said that their candidate, González, had received 70% of the vote against Maduro's 30%. What? If Maduro takes office, it'll be for the third consecutive six-year term. Nice. Well, whatever. What a mess. A Marvel film has shattered the box office record. Not that interested in these movies, but Deadpool and Wolverine is the name of this movie that surpassed $200 million. Is that because of inflation? Perhaps it's because of inflation in U.S. ticket sales, cementing it as the biggest opening weekend for an R-rated movie. Rated R. Just like the American Anchor Baby show. Just playing around. Anyway, like little bombs, soda cans, that's pop, cans of pop, soda, are exploding on Southwest flights. There's more than 100 reports, supposedly, of soda cans exploding on Southwest flights just in June. I bet some physicians, so writes this CNN reporter, right, have been called for these odd injuries. Wow, so it's hurt people. By the way, there are now sober bars redefining the nightlife. Zero-proof bars serve non-alcoholic drinks. They're opening across the country. I used to see it on Drudge Report a few years ago, and it's catching on. Owners want to redefine the idea of a bar. They do, like, fake alcoholic drinks but with no alcohol. Isn't that nice, degenerate, I guess, but less degenerate, but whatever. Anyway, 90% of early dementia cases can be detected with an Alzheimer's blood test, so reported a new study. Isn't that interesting? I don't know. And also, Olympic organizers apologize deeply to South Koreans over a human error that they said 143 athletes were wrongly introduced as North Korean when they're South Korean. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's what history.
So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
My fault, I'm late coming in. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. Can you believe that? Third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-Jesse. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question. Brand new biblical question. Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are? Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are? Isn't that an amazing question? If you're busy out and about and doing whatever you're doing, you can listen to the show no matter what you're doing and where you are. We're on around the world. Around the world by everybody and they mama. If you're black, everybody and they mama. If you're white, everybody and their mama. So you can be listening to the show no matter what you're doing by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to you, buy me a coffee. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. So it's Monday. It's the third hour of the Monday already. And every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I hated to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I do believe. Amazing. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. I want to go quickly back to the phones here. I just remember that Brian, I think Brian called us ready, but Brian, hold on. I put Sean on hold because we ran out. Let me go to Sean out of Virginia first. And Sean, you finally have a disagreement with me. What the? Hey, Sean?
Hey, Jesse, you got me?
I hear you now. You finally have a disagree with me.
It took me about 5 years of listening to you before I found something I disagreed with.
So amazing.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I listened to your show on Friday, and I heard your take on Netanyahu.
The dream team.
Yeah, you said you liked him, and you said he was a strong leader, and we could use that type of leader here in our country. And I wanted to see if I could give you a couple quick reasons why I disagree with you and get your thoughts on them.
All right.
So one issue for me was with the 2020 election. If you look back at that with all the shenanigans that went on here, he was immediately after the election, our election, he was the very first world leader to come out and recognize Joe Biden and was saying all sorts of nice things about Joe Biden. And this is widely reported across a bunch of different media outlets, but he wouldn't even take Donald Trump's phone calls, you know, right after the election. It was contested and Trump was looking for support from different people around the world. And it's widely reported that he wouldn't even take Trump's phone calls for months and maybe even up to years. I know it was a period of months where he wouldn't even talk to Trump, but he said all sorts of stuff about people who were questioning the election in our country. So I didn't like that. And then my second,
hold that second. Where are you get it from that he would not take Trump's phone call?
It was across different media outlets, but it was reported on InfoWars by Alex Jones. And then you can look at like Axios reported it. I think CNN reported it, but I found, before I called you, I found some left-leaning sources and some right-leaning sources that both okay. reported that. But Alex, I don't know if you trust Alex Jones or not, but he was talking about that last week. And I did look it up and find some mainstream outlets.
And your second part is what?
My second part, which is a bigger issue. Well, they're both big issues, but if you look at the COVID vaccine, Israel had some of the strictest mandatory vaccine requirements of any country in the entire world, as far as not allowing people to do hardly anything at one point if they didn't have the COVID vaccine, with the passports and the vaccine, all the different vaccine requirements they had. And he bragged about how he was forcing everybody to get the vaccines. And if you look at him talk, especially, so here's my biggest thing. If you look at him talking about that issue, if you look at him talking about people who wouldn't take the vaccine, and he was, you'll see he was really angry. Like, for whatever reason, he was all into the vaccine and loved the vaccine. And if you look at him talking about people who wouldn't take the vaccine, you'll see, if you watch the videos and the U.S. election too, but especially the vaccine, you'll see real anger in his eyes and in his tone, having to do with just those two issues, the U.S. election and Trump. I felt like he at least treated Trump unfairly, if not had terrible judgment or worse. But with the vaccine, I really didn't like the way he handled that. So those are my two issues with him. And first disagreement I think I've ever had with you. So thank you for taking my call and letting me
absolutely. I do want to say that I don't know about all that, the phone calls. You're the first person I ever heard that from. And also, I don't remember his take on the Chinese virus situation. But what I do know is that Trump is happy with him now. He loves him. He's very pleased with him. They just met. And if I don't hold anything against anyone, period, anyway, but if Trump can forgive him and move on and still love and work with him, I do too, because I know that the liberal Jewish people, the liberal media, I know Barack Obama hate him. I know the liberal hate him. And then whenever the liberals hate somebody that badly, you know they must be doing something right. And I'm sure, and again, I can't disagree or agree with anything you just said because I'm not familiar with that. But I know that you can find, I mean, people are going to disagree anything, I mean, all the time, but I like the fact that he and Trump are still tight.
I think Trump's doing what he has to do for our country now, or whatever his, you know, whatever the reason is.
And I believe that's what he did too. He does what he needs to do for Israel, and most people are not going to like that.
I would just disagree with the. If you look at when he came last week, a lot of the Democrats in Congress were worshiping him, or whatever you want to call it. They were all praising him. And they all left. There was the hearing, the Trump assassination hearing. Mm-hmm. All the Democrats left that meeting early to go see Netanyahu, and they were all the Democrats last week were all praising him when he was here. So I would disagree a little bit that they hate him. There's certainly people on the left that don't like him, but I think as a whole, the Rhino Republicans have been praising him, and the Democrats, for the most part, have been praising him too recently.
Well, politicians, they love power, wealth on both sides, of course, and they're going to do whatever they can. But knowing that the fallen Messiah, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden don't like him, is enough for me to love him.
That's fair enough. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Let me just say this too. I got to know, what do you think about my dream team? Netanyahu, Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin.
I wouldn't put Netanyahu. Just personally, for the reasons I just gave, I wouldn't put Netanyahu on there.
So you're like my dream team. What the?
I love you, Jesse, and I love you. Just in this one case,
I understand.
I think you're just a little off on Netanyahu, but right everything on. Else, I love you.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me try Brian, B-R-Y-N. Brian again. Brian, welcome to the show. Let's try it again.
Good morning, Jesse.
There you are. Okay, I can hear you clearly. Go ahead.
I'd like to, first off, thank you for taking my phone call.
Yes, sir.
And I guess start off with answering your biblical question.
Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are?
Part of me would like to say that I do, but a bigger part of me says, no, I don't like it, because that would mean I don't know who I am for real. And you've touched on that a few times with people that you've talked to, and you've asked them, who are they? And they give you what they do and things like that. And that's not who you are. So I would say, no, I don't like not knowing who I am.
Amazing. I really appreciate that. And do you know that you don't know who you are?
Yeah, I know that.
And what is it like knowing, for you, what is it like knowing that you don't know who you are? What does that feel like? What is life like that?
I don't know. I don't really have an answer for it. I guess I'm just waiting for God to reveal that while I'm working on myself. I will discover that.
Yeah, you will if you stay with it. And it's crazy, too, and I'll respond to your biblical question on Sunday, but it's crazy. It's just, like, crazy to me that as human beings, we don't know who we are. We can know, but we don't know who we are because of amnesia, and all human beings have amnesia. They don't know. They have forgotten who they are. They literally don't know who they are. That's mind-blowing to me.
That's correct. And I guess that's what I touched with on your the person who answers your phones. I thought it was Nick, but I forget what he said his name was.
What's that boy's name?
Derek.
Derek. Oh, Derek. My producer, yeah.
Yeah, sorry for calling him Nick. Sorry, Derek.
No, that's all right. He's been called worse names.
he sounded a lot like Nick when he was on the phone.
No, that was
But anyway.
Derek. Okay.
I told him I just wanted to touch on a couple Bible verses, and I told him I know it's not Bible Thumper Thursday.
Right.
Although I wish it was Thursday because we'd be closer to the weekend, but it's Monday again.
That's right.
So,
already.
This would pertain to, like, as you would say, not all, but most. And your caller, your first caller, Jason from New York, He fits right into this category like most do. This is 2 Corinthians. In whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. And that last sentence should prove to people who think Christ is God, that Christ is not God. Christ is the image of God.
I know that most people, probably all people who say that Christ is God, that Jesus Christ is God, they're only saying it because somebody else said it. They heard a preacher or the Pope or somebody said, and they believed it. When they once they believed it, it's hard to believe the truth once you believe just, a lie. That's so.
Just like our. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go on, finish. Go ahead.
I was going to say it's just like our government does. When you hear something enough, you believe it, and yeah. The government repeats and repeats and repeats. And I think you touched on that last week with, I forget what show, but you were talking about, somebody said something about how things are repeated over and over.
Yeah.
And you said, yeah, right. They do that on purpose to get you to believe the lie.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's exactly what the government does. They just keep, oh, I know what it was. It was on the stupid Kamala thing where she said, I forget her dumb quote now.
Right.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Overcoming what has been or whatever. That makes me laugh every time I hear that.
Yeah. But, if you notice, all of a sudden the media act like they just love Camilla, right? They love her, they love her, love her. And they all you hear back to back to back, oh, we love her. I was just so teary-eyed when they when they announced her. I was, oh, my God. They all saying the same thing. The media, the Democratic parties, the representative, they all saying the same thing. It's all fake. It's not real, but they need to say it in order to try to convince you that it's true. And
right.
And some people are going to fall for it, too, because they're going to hear it enough times that they're going to believe that it's true.
That's right. They want to stir up the emotion in everybody so that you'll follow what
yes,
they're saying.
Absolutely.
And that's why they say, oh, it just brought me to tears.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then the second verse that I wanted to tell you, how you tell everyone on your show that we are brought forth in sin from the woman. And a lot of women get angry at that. So this is Psalm 51:5. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and sin did my mother conceive me.
That's
a heavy one there for me.
Amazing. Absolutely.
I mean, that just proves what you say in your message is true.
On Sunday, we talked about that along with other things, that what I noticed, I do counseling, as you know, and I counsel with people around the world, men and women, individual family counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-ins. And I noticed that in every situation, the mamas are involved, either grandmothers or some woman are involved. And in that, their involvement in their son or daughter's life, or the daughter-in-law, or the son-in-law, the mothers are always involved, and there's nothing but hell. Nothing but hell. And even when you see homes where there are drug addicts and alcoholic men and women living in, the mama is always behind the scene. It's always got something to do with the mamas. And I mentioned that God said to a man, when you get married, take your wife far away from your family, paraphrase, but
right.
From your family. Because every time you leave your wife around your family, it's nothing but confusion between the mama and the wife and the son or son-in-law and the mama. It's always that. And the last thing men do is take their family away from the mama. They move down
That's
the block.
True.
They move on the block, but they don't move away. And God says, take it away. As long as you keep your family around your mama, it ain't going to work.
You're correct, because when I was growing up as a young boy, we lived in a small town. And I always thought that it was a good thing. My mother's parents lived right up the hill from us. So they're just a hop, skip, and a jump. Not even, you could probably discard the jump. It was just a hop and a skip to grandma's house.
Two hoops and a holler.
That's right. And my dad's mother and father who lived right across the road from us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for a few years, one of his sisters lived in the house right next door to us. And then after they moved out, my father's brother moved into that house with his girlfriend, who ended up being his wife. So we all took that as a good thing, that we called ourselves a close-knit family, but there was always a lot of strife in the family.
Yep.
Yep. Especially with my father's dad.
Yep.
It was more my dad's father that there was a problem with. Amazing. Not so much. Well, I know why. Not so much with my mom's mother and father. But I can remember growing up as a kid, my dad was always in an argument with his father. And I can remember him telling me, my dad telling me, when you see grandma and grandpa coming out of the driveway, if you're out front in the, I don't want you waving at them. I wasn't allowed to wave at my grandfather and my grandmother, but I did.
Whoa,
he wasn't around. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
That went on for years.
I'm glad that when I was growing up, my grandparents taught us to go away and live our own lives. They did not want, nor did they try to get involved at all. Once you became 18, you got to leave here. I don't know where you're going, and I don't care, but we prepared you. Go live your life. And they never got involved in our lives once we became adults. And it was amazing, man. It was amazing. But that's gone now. And the mothers, and I'm sure you can find some mothers, as you were just saying, that made the children stay around her and cause problems. But until the men stop keeping their wives around their mother and her mother, their family and her family, they're never going to have a good marriage. It's just not going to happen.
Right. Another quick question, if you got time.
Real fast, real and quick. I got to run, yes.
So what is your take on, I already know what you're going to tell me, but I'll let you tell me. What's your take on trying to help people just in any way?
Never, 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 ever try to help anyone. In your family, in your friendships, in your employmentships, don't try to help at all. Otherwise, you will regret it. You'll do more harm than you would good. You cannot help another person. What'd you say?
Because I said I'm regretting it.
And why?
Because, the daughter's boyfriend, before I started listening to you, we were always trying to help them. They struggle. I'm in quotes. I'm doing air quotes. They struggle in life because they don't know how to handle their money correctly. And I got stuck. Well, I can't say that I got stuck. I put myself out there. I put myself in the situation.
Yeah.
And it's still going on. And I'm battling it in my mind to just let those thoughts pass. But I give the daughter's boyfriend a ride to work every morning, pick him up at his front door, drop him off at the factory front door. Then I drive myself to work. Then I got to leave work and backtrack and go pick him up at his front door at work and then drop him off at the front door at home. And I've really been battling it in my mind to let those thoughts pass, but go ahead.
No, every what? And then
every time I got to deal with it, I want to say it doesn't bring me anger, but it does.
Yeah.
It irritates me that I, that I got to go pick him up. I feel like I'm not just responsible for myself, but I'm responsible for him.
And you know why you're doing that?
Well, I know now because I'm stuck there, and I guess I'm going to say that you're going to tell me, well, you're weak because I haven't conjured up the strength to tell, hey, I'm all done. You're just going to have to find your own way forward. I help you no more.
Do they live with you?
No.
You know why you are not, you haven't done it? It's because you have no love. You're an evil man. And
yeah, I know it.
And if you love them both, your daughter and your son, her boyfriend, you would let them go. You just drop them like a hot potato. I'm not doing this. I'm wrong. I'm sorry that I became your handicap too. Because they're just using you and you're using them. You're using them to feel good about what you're doing. Then you get angry and feel bad about it. And you're judging
them. But I don't
feel
good.
and you're judging them for what you're doing. If you love them, you would stop it immediately.
God, you're right on that point.
God, you think Christ would go by the house every day and pick them up?
No, I don't think so.
And then why are you being trying to pretend you are Christ?
I don't know. I guess because
you have no love, Brian. You don't love them.
Yeah, you're correct.
You're on an ego trip. That's what that is. And you're judging them for what you are doing when it's not their fault that you're doing that. You're doing it for the ego pleasure. Your motives are wrong, and you're doing it so you can feel good about you, and you get mad at them, and then you feel like you're better and right when it's really you. It's all ego. All human beings have that nature. They will do things for you, and then they'll judge you for it, and that's how they get their little ego fulfillment. Oh, I'm so nice. How can anyone treat me this way? I thought all people were good like me. I'm good to all people, but you're the one set it up, and you're judging them. You're worse than the one that the judge.
But I don't feel like I'm getting an ego thrill out of it, but I do feel like I'm using it as the big B word.
The anger is the ego feeling.
Well, yeah, that is true. Yeah, you got me there. Touche. I can't argue with you on that one.
I would do what you want, but I would have a talk with the both of them and let them know I'm giving you 1 month. And that way they have time to try to find something or not. I'm giving you one month, and I'm not going to pick you up. I'm not going to drop you off. I'm not giving you one dime. You're on your own. If you love them, that's what you would do.
Yeah, you're right. You know what the thoughts in my head are saying right now that want to say to you?
What?
Oh, well, if you go and do that, then they're just going to be screwed, and he's going to lose his job, and then you're going to be the bad guy.
Well, as soon as you stop doing for them, they're going to lose the job anyway.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And when will you stop listening to thoughts? All thoughts are all lies all the time. I thought you were working on yourself.
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
When do you stop listening to thoughts then?
I don't know. I still got a lot of work to go. I spoke with you a couple weeks ago, and we talked about I don't remember exactly, but I remember telling you that I wanted the prize and I was working on myself. The prize as far as knowing who the real Brian is and living in the kingdom of God within.
If you want it bad enough, you got to overcome the world. And this is another thing you have to overcome is being a mama to that boy and your daughter. Brian.
I hear you.
Call me again. I got to run.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, buddy. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. I'll be back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. There's a line open, one line open to be exact, and I'm going to move all calls and super chat. But first, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right at the top of this hour, and you don't want to miss the HakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m., and after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he's ready. He's ready. I don't know if he's going to give out his ingredient for the soup. He may make you pay for that. But he's ready. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time and at 12 noon today. At 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby, natural energy, fire energy given to him by God at 12 noon. Pacific time. For counseling, a lot of you want to know about the counseling. Lots, and the schedules are like jam-packed for counseling. So be patient when you contact the office or online. Be patient. He will get to you. Don't yell at him. He's going to get you in as soon as possible. Individual and family counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663 for a counseling appointment. We cover with all people, men, women, everybody. If you knew the situation that the people are in, I understand why the people got mad at Christ because he was hanging out with the worst of the worst in their mind. Because you got to help people. And it doesn't matter. It's all the same. It's all the same. Ain't nobody different than the other. So we can work with all people. All right? So rebuildingtheman.com/counseling. Rebuildingtheman.com/counseling. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. All right? And the men's forum this Thursday. For men only. At 7 p.m., I want to go to first-time caller Jennifer out of New Jersey. Jennifer, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, so nice to speak with you.
Thank you.
So as I was listening on the phone, the caller before said a few of the things that I was wanting to. We must have been on the same wavelength. I heard him talking about God, or Christ, rather, as the Son of God. And I confess I never read the Bible too much, but I have been looking at it more lately, and I just see so many places where it says in Timothy, for there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave, it just makes this distinction in so many places. And so I'm wondering, why do you think that Christians, every church I've ever been to, say that God, that Christ, rather, is God? Unless I'm reading it wrong, I see this so many places throughout the Bible.
Apparently, and from what I've been hearing over the years, is that with the Catholic, the priests have told them that the Son of God is the Father, right? They have told them that Christ is God. And then with the regular Christians, evangelicals and all those people, they too have been, I don't know, how the preachers have told the congregations that Christ is God. And so that's why the people believe it. And then when they believe the lie, they're afraid not to believe it. Because they think that, well, if I believe Jesus is not God, somehow or another I'm going to be punished. Somehow or another I'm not going to get into heaven. They are afraid to know for themselves what the truth is. Because once you believe a lie, it's difficult to believe the truth. And that's what the problem is.
Yes. So I'm wondering, why do you, and maybe, you know, not that you know, but do you have any theory on why it's a Christian church that I've been to recently? And all those pastors, too, say that God is Christ, and you sit there like, Christ is God, whatever. Like you said, a little nervous, like, well, I don't think that. I don't see that anywhere. Do I not belong here? Why do all those pastors, why do they start saying that?
Because the pastors are lost, and they are desperate, and they don't know who they are either, so they just studied the Bible. They studied the Bible, and they just quote, and they're infidels. They are deceivers.
But even if they did that in the Bible, there's so many places in the Bible where right. It says that Christ is made in the image of God.
They just don't, they can't see either. They're like the preachers and the priests that Christ was talked about when he walked the earth. They are enemies of the truth. They are enemies of God.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I guess it's just so crazy because there's so many Christians throughout the country. I don't know. I never realized
they just
this
can't,
before.
Yeah, they just can't see. That's all.
Okay, and then sort of along those lines, within this Christian church, there are so many, we've been going for like 4 or 5 years, women who are getting divorced or have gotten divorced. Why do you think that is so high among Christians? I was kind of surprised, because I did grow up Catholic, actually, and in Catholicism, even if you were like miserable, you didn't get divorced.
Oh, because the women hate their fathers, so they hate men. And as a result of hating their father, they hate God. And they hate the image of man. And it's not them, but it's the spirit of evil that made a home in them. As I've said, Satan is the woman's God, and he is deceiving her about man. Because men, they may be, and most of them are weak. Examples of God. They're weak sons of God, but they're still the sons of God. And the son and the daughter of evil, which is of the devil, hate the Son of God.
Yeah, when you just said they're weak examples, I do see that a lot of these men are not righteous, I guess. But I was, again, just reading, I just opened the Bible, and it was this part that says that even if your husband, something like, is a non-believer, you should still obey. That was it. And by your quiet, gentle example, like something like that.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that's funny, because these women use as excuses that my husband's not really the head. He's not acting like the head. And he's not really a believer, and so they divorce them or don't obey them. So then I was just thinking, wouldn't you say, isn't the secret to a good marriage? I've been married a long time in the first
few
years.
Oh, you're married?
Oh, yeah.
How long have you
been
married?
For a long time.
How many years?
22.
Really?
And 23.
Do you obey your husband?
Yes, I do now. And it's amazing.
Why didn't you obey him before now?
Why didn't I?
Yes.
Oh, I was, well, maybe what you said about hating the man, I never thought about it that way, but because I love my dad, but I do think I was taught to hate men in general, and I went to all these schools and college, and feminism, it's vile. It's got to be from Satan, this feminist stuff. And so the first few years, it was a little rough. And really, it's been a long, like, you know how you say working on yourself? I have been doing that, but over a long period of time. But the past decade, I obey him, and it's so much better. I'm like, I don't know why. But then I also say my husband is like a man of integrity, and he loves me like Christ loves the church. So with these women, I would say, oh, well, I guess their husbands aren't like that, so that's why they don't obey or they get divorced. But it does say even to obey if they're not believers or whatever.
Do you have you overcome your anger?
Yes.
You never get angry?
No.
How did you overcome your anger?
I don't know. I don't know. I, like you said, being still and watching the thoughts, I just realized any temptation to be angry is just a lie from the devil, I think, and or evil, and it really doesn't matter. It's all about my ego if I'm tempted to be angry or something.
And so how were you able to overcome your anger?
I guess watching those thoughts, like you said.
Oh, okay. And did you go and forgive your mother?
Not to her now, but yes, I
and why you
forgive her.
Why you haven't gone to her?
Why would I?
Because how else will you forgive her if you don't face her?
I don't know. I have forgiven her, though.
But how you know that you forgive her if you have not gone to her?
I just know in my heart.
But God said, did God say no in your heart, or did he say go and forgive?
I don't know. Like I said, I didn't read much of the Bible.
Oh, okay.
I just started recently.
He said to go and forgive, and I will forgive you. You're going to have to face your mother.
Hmm. Okay. Where does it say that? I've seen forgive, and if you forgive others, then your father will forgive you. I didn't see go and forgive.
Yeah, it's there. You're going to have to face your mother. How do you feel about that?
I don't really know what I would say, I guess.
How about, Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you, for turning me away from my father, for imposing your will on me, what else she did to irritate you while growing up. Why not tell her that and forgive her? She could not help herself.
Okay. I'm sorry for resenting you. Okay, for whatever you did that I didn't like, basically.
But you already know what you didn't like about her. You can't even stand her now.
No, that's not true.
If you can, you what?
That's not true.
If that was true, why haven't you told her you forgive her what she done to you?
Like I said, I haven't seen a need to.
But you know you need to forgive your mother, right?
Oh, yes, I have.
But then why haven't you told her, though?
I don't know. I didn't think I needed to. I didn't know what to, like, what I would say.
You know how she is, right? She loved to impose her will on you. Why don't you forgive her for that?
I don't think she imposed her will on me. I think the opposite, but...
What's the opposite?
That I had too much power, sort of, growing up.
What do you mean by that?
like she would like tiptoe around me kind of, and then I would, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. See, this is what I mean. I don't really know how to describe
she
it. Did, I just know that.
What are you saying?
I,
she
I,
let
I
you
truly
do what
believe
you,
she did the, yeah.
She let you do what you want while growing up?
Yeah.
And did your father let you do what you want as well?
Well, neither. Now I feel like I'm misrepresenting it. They had rules and all. I just feel like my emotions, maybe let's put it that way, my emotions had too much power.
What emotions?
In the house. Like, I would, if I was upset or sad or... Actually, maybe that's not true. I don't know. I'm getting confused now. I don't know.
Here's what, are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes.
I want you to stay with that, and I want you to see the anger that you feel toward your mother and forgive your father for not protecting you from her. He couldn't handle your mother. And once you see that for yourself, you got to go and forgive them. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. And you'll see what the reasons are. Dad, I'm sorry for resenting you for not protecting me from my mother. And then God will take the spirit of anger away from you. But you're not going to get your courage until you face them, especially your mother.
Okay. So I guess I need to just zero in on what, because as you say those things, I don't really, they don't resonate with me.
Well, pay attention to you because you didn't screw yourself up. Your mother screwed you up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let me know how it goes, okay. All right?
All right, thank you so much. Oh, wait, one last question. Do you think you should pray together, like, as a family with words, or even, like, the kind of prayer you talk about of more, like, meditation? Or
you don't want to meditate. You want to observate. You want to watch those thoughts. You don't want to meditate on anything. And no, you don't do it with your family yet. You're not ready.
Right. But do you aspire to that? Like, do you think that's a good practice for people who are ready?
No. When the kids get older, if you have kids?
Yes.
As the kids get older, if they ask, oh, can I do the silent prayer with you? Then you let them do it. But as you overcome the darkness, you're going to become a light. And then they would see it and they would want it. And they would ask.
Right. You don't need to, like, impose it on them.
Do not impose. Because imposing on them, they're not becoming that way themselves.
Right. Yeah, like most of my friends, they always talk about praying with the kids or praying over the kids.
No,
should they do that in private, pray over them?
No, don't do it. They don't even know what to pray for. They can't pray over nobody. They're praying to the devil. They don't even know what to ask for. They don't know what to pray for. That's why you should be still. Give your friends the finger.
I said to a lady the other day, I don't pray for anything specifically. And she was like, but it says through prayer and petition. Again, I don't know the Bible well, but she had some verse. And I was like, but there are things that I would have prayed for that if God gave them to me, I wouldn't have been better off. Because
He knows.
He knows what I need. And why do you need to talk to God if He knows your heart?
I got to run.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Call me again.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care.
Go and forgive your mama and let me know how that goes.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. Let me go quickly to Calandra out of Nashville, Tennessee. Calandra, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Calandra.
Hello. How y'all doing?
All is well.
All is well. Good to hear. Glad to see you doing good as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I was calling. Had a couple things on my mind, but I think the show's about to end.
Something's on my mind. It's been troubling me a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear you there. Go ahead.
Hey, I was letting you see. But it was a couple of things, two things I'm just going to do for today. I ain't going to hold you. Stubbornness. Is that like a form of anger?
Stubbornness?
Stubbornness, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so it's just, Okay, it's like the more I do the silent prayer, the more I watch my thoughts. And I'm just lately, for the past couple of weeks, I've been by myself and just really just being silent by myself, truly. And I could tell, like, I've been seeing a lot more of me, like, the more of the stubbornness. Seeing like I'm just like, I don't know, how could I put it? I'm just not too tolerant of people anymore. for that, and that's the thing.
What do you mean you're not tolerant to people?
It's like I don't care to be around people no more. To really truly like associate them right now, because you know it's like I just don't know how to deal with people now. I don't know how to deal with folks.
I don't know what you're saying. Be clear. Because I'm trying to be a little clearer what you're saying.
Okay. I know I just stick to the stubbornness. And that's part of anger. I know that. Just dealing with people. Like, how do I go about dealing with people? Like, I don't know how to deal with folks. Get along with people because
I don't know what you're saying, Calendar.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm suggesting I don't know how to say it all the way.
When you say that you don't know how to deal with people, mean at work or family members or the people at the grocery store? What do you mean? Who do you not know how to deal with?
Mainly people at work or the people that's close to me, kind of that I talk to. It's like, you know, just listening to them and talking to them and stuff like that. It's just, yeah, I don't know how to deal with them.
Let's
now.
Say the people that at home, at work, not at work, but away from work, you family members, you don't know how to talk to them, you say?
You know what? I've been doing good with my family. It's probably just necessary to people that I'm close to.
Like,
probably, I can say,
give me an example. Give me an example of somebody that you're close to that you don't know how to deal with.
Just people and their anger, their attitude.
Give me an example of somebody close to you that you can't deal with them and their attitude. Give me a situation.
Number one, the kid's father.
I knew you were talking about the father.
That's one of them. That's one of them because...
Why you don't know how to deal with the kid's father? Give me an example of what you can't deal with.
Just, and it is not just him. It's just me just dealing with people, period. My attitude as well.
I know,
but
give me
an
example of you not knowing how to deal with your children's father.
Okay. When it's time for the kids, he haven't picked up his kids in 2 weeks.
Right.
You know, for our meetup spot and stuff like that, that we've been doing for the past 3.5 years. And he's not doing his part.
Right.
So when he don't do his part by picking up the kids and, you know, and doing, giving the things that they need for them, it's like he make it hard on me.
In what way?
He'll just say, oh, you got it. You got it.
How does it make it hard on you?
Because I'm the one that's out here buying all the stuff that, you know, they need, you know, that they need.
But you're supposed to, you're the mother.
I do, but I also can, you know, pull his weight too. And also the kids, you know, from the kids being emotional when they come from over there and they like I said, the kids don't listen to you. So it's like they want to have that conversation with their dad about how, you know, how he's treated them, especially my daughter.
But you're talking about two different things now. Him not picking them up and the load is on you. And you sound like that when they come from over there, they're upset about him.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. How do I deal with those? Like, how do I deal with...
Calendra, because of time and to be fair in the conversation, can you call me back tomorrow?
I can. I'll take your call
as soon as you call in. That way we'll have a little bit more time, all right?
I know. I apologize, y'all.
No, don't apologize. Don't apologize. We got to deal with this. Don't apologize.
Yeah, I want to deal with it, and I want to overcome it all. Like,
right, I know
I'm
that.
Really, like, want to overcome. And
I believe
like,
that.
And I'm doing the work, but I would definitely give you a call back. I know you got to end the show, and I don't want to interrupt that.
So when you call in, just remind them, Derek, that's who's going to answer the phone, that you told him I call you to call back today, all right? I mean tomorrow.
I sure will.
Okay.
I sure will.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Uncle Jesse and crew. Well, y'all have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Super chat.
Super chat.
Man,
Terry bought a copy of Biblical Question.
Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are?
No, I don't love the emptiness of not knowing who I am. I guess the devil still has me convinced I know something about myself or how to live my life.
I'll put my two cents on Sunday. Thank you very much.
Eli Jaw with a diamond. There's no voting out of this. It's over. Thanks, Jews.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And a very non-pithy five copies from Apple 2691. I think we'll have to read it another day, right?
Okay, if it's not pimpy.
Yeah, but she does say Happy White History Month. We'll read it tomorrow, Apple 2691.
Thank you, Apple 2691. Happy White History Month to you, too. We'll read your super chat tomorrow, though.
And shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, which include Cactus Eater Bear, Elijah Greenwall, and Evgeny Crosby, and the Nate H. Gers. Thanks all for your support.
Thanks,
guys. That's all for now.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. Amazing. Get on the straight and narrow. Stay there. I'm out of time. Hate coming up now after Hate Joel, Friday TV, and then the American Anchor, baby. Thank you all. Jamil on the call here. Liney out of Detroit. Jaime out of Minnesota. And the call that just dropped, I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Country and Western Tuesday, if the Lord is willing, and the Creed. You know what? I'm telling you. Get on that straight and narrow and stay there. No matter what happens, you stay on the straight and narrow. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't look ahead and don't look behind. Just stay there. Stay there. And when you've done all you can do to stay there some more. Take care, folks. Thanks for your support, super chats, and donations, and everything else. Thank you. Bye now. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. This, because we don't have most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you got to see, man, God is with us and all is well.